Y'all can have a seat. Welcome to Regeneration. My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and quarreling. Hey, everybody. So glad that you're here tonight. This is my buddy Chris O'Neill. He's a groundwork leader. I better give Chris a round of applause. And I'll let Chris grab one into that. So I as we get this ready, I wanted to tell you guys something because I feel like I have something that I can share with you guys that's going to be really impactful. All of us are in relationships, close relationships with spouses, you know, husband and wife, maybe your roommates, maybe your children, maybe your coworkers, maybe your neighbors, whoever it may be, community group, certainly, and last but not least, certainly regeneration group. So we all have these relationships where we're super close to each other. And the problem with proximity is that a lot of times it creates tension. Because we are all wired up differently. We've got different experiences, different background, different family of origin, different communication styles, different conflict styles. You know, you've heard weenie, withdraw, escalate, negative interpretation, invalidate. Like, we've got all that mess going on. Even though we're really close and we love each other, there's inevitably conflict. And we just end up quarreling and having arguments. And I'm here to tell you tonight, humble brag, I've cracked the code on how to win an argument. You're welcome. That's worth your visit alone. I'm going to teach you how to win every argument. That may not sound biblical, but I'm going to tweak it and make it so it is. So you're about to learn how to win arguments. So right there in the middle, and I'm going to have to put this mic down at some point so I can win the argument. Let's cinch this up a little bit. So right there in the middle, that pink band, here, pull it tight, Chris, that represents the argument at hand. And when that comes across the middle, we're going best two out of three. When that comes across the middle, that means that individual has won the argument. So I selected Chris intentionally. There's a lot of other stronger people I could have chose, but I want to win the argument because I want the illustration to work. That's nothing personal. We probably both weigh the same. Anyway, so here we go. Best two out of three. I'm going to set my stuff down. I just threw up my back, but I won the argument. Now, here's the deal. If that was the argument at hand right there, I didn't actually win. Like, I pulled Chris. It probably hurt his hands, jerked him around a little bit, embarrassed him in front of all of you. So I would say that I didn't actually win that. That's not the tip. Just pull harder. So still wait for it. That's not how to win the argument. Let's try it again. Here's the second round. All right. That's a draw. I'm holding the mic so I can call it when I see it. I got a head rush right now. No one won that argument. Chris, how do you feel? Yeah, I'm breathing heavy. My hands hurt. I'm certain I've got splinters from this terrible rope. And we are just as distant from each other as when we began. No one's closer. We are distant from each other, and all we've done is exhaust each other and frustrate each other. Now, we're going best two out of three. I'm about to teach you how to win an argument. Let's go. So, about 4 months ago, pardon me, I'm out of breath. I actually was trying. Chris is stronger than he looks. About 4 months ago, I was like, I'm so tired of quarreling with my wife. I never want to quarrel with my wife ever again. And I'm not going to. And so I got sober one day at a time by trusting Christ, surrendering him to the day, saying, Lord, just keep me sober today. And I started doing the same thing with my wife. Lord, just keep me from quarreling today with Laura. I don't want to ever again. And so I started, and by the way, don't tell her this. She still doesn't know what I've done. But 4 months ago, she started saying, I don't know what it is, but something's different. And we are better than we've ever been. And it's true because of that. When I start to feel tension on the other end of the rope, so to say, I just drop it. And I go, and I'll literally hug her just like I did Chris. I'll go, sweetheart, I love you so much. because she's not my enemy. Chris isn't my enemy. Whoever you're thinking about that you're quarreling with, they're not your enemy. This quarrel in the middle, like the answer is to drop it. And it's what Proverbs 17:14 says. It says, quit before the quarrel breaks out. That's God's word. So I can't rip it off and say it's my idea to how to win the argument. You win the argument by loving the other person. Go figure, because God says, love him and love others. And when we're tugging them to our side, there's nothing loving about that. So you quit before the quarrel breaks out by just dropping the rope. And so whatever comes to your mind and whoever comes to your mind, you drop the rope, because no argument is worth the relationship loss or fallout or casualty. You drop the rope, whatever it is, like that's the answer. You drop the rope and you go to that person so that there can be love and unity. When there's dissension, you drop the rope. When there's bitterness and unforgiveness, you drop the rope. When there's quarreling and bickering and strife, you drop the rope and you love the other person. And it's what Jesus said in Matthew 5:9. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, those who drop the rope. And I'm not telling you to be a doormat, but to make peace, drop the rope. They shall be called sons and daughters of God. And that's what Jesus does, because I was a rope puller, but he's sanctifying me and changing me, and he is you too. And that's what happens here at Regeneration, as we surrender to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who raises the dead, who makes old things new, who takes your rope pulling and makes it rope dropping so that you can love one another. So welcome to Regeneration.